Today is the deadline for men visiting the United States from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Sudan, or Libya to register with the Immigration and Naturalization Service. It is part of a Justice Department program that looks specifically at people from 18 countries, including North Korea, and hopes to root out possible terrorists. Critics call this registration a form of ethnic profiling. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Kathy Duchamp reports.
The need for a better tracking system for foreign visitors became apparent last spring. That's when the Immigration and Naturalization Service notified a flight school that visas for two of the dead September 11th hijackers had been extended. In response, Attorney General John Ashcroft created the National Security Entry-Exit Registration System. The program requires men visiting from a select list of countries to be fingerprinted, photographed, and interviewed under oath by the INS. On a recent rainy morning, a couple dozen people line up outside the INS office in Seattle. A handful are here for the so-called special registration.
You would expect something like that, especially at this time.
Omar, who didn't want to give his last name, is a freshman computer science major from the United Arab Emirates, one of 17 Muslim countries on the Justice Department list.
There is always an enemy, and I guess it's our turn to be the enemy this time.
The Justice Department denies claims that the special registration program profiles people based on religion or national origin. Justice spokesman Jorge Martinez says the countries were selected based on national security risk.
The main goal is an enhanced security measure so that we are aware who is coming into this country and that they exit when they are supposed to. We see this as a deterrence to people who may come or may want to come into our country to cause harm to the American people.
We are in the process of eroding fundamental constitutional and civil rights in the name of national security.
Pramila Jayapal leads the Hate Free Zone campaign of Washington State, founded shortly after the September 11th attacks. Jayapal says her office has fielded dozens of calls on the special registration program.
Some of them are calling to say, are they going to lock me up? Are they going to put me in detention?
Jayapal says the biggest issue with special registration is that nobody knows about it. Or, if they have heard about it, they're confused. Immigrants with green cards and those applying for asylum do not have to register. Men who are here on temporary work, school, or tourist visas do. The INS says failure to register will result in incarceration, fines, or deportation. Given those consequences, Jayapal encourages people to register, but with great reluctance.
We're very concerned that these names and these people are going to be tracked and that somehow that's going to contribute to identifying them or labeling them as suspicious people, when in fact they're just regular people living a life, hopefully, of dignity, though that seems to be harder and harder to find.
Justice Department officials say foreign visitors who are the target of special registration have complied with the program so far. Notably absent from the list of 18 countries included is Saudi Arabia, the country of origin for 15 of the 19 September 11th hijackers. Justice Department officials say more countries will be added to the special registration program in the coming months. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Duchamp in Seattle.